Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Senate Democrats press major pharmaceutical companies for transparency on the terms of their most favored nation pricing deals with the Trump administration. A new analysis examines the gap between the promise and the reality of Europe's joint clinical assessment framework. And Eli Lilly issues a public safety warning about compounded tirzepatide products mixed with vitamin B12. Senator Ron Wyden, backed by 6 Senate colleagues, has sent letters to 11 pharmaceutical companies seeking specifics on which drugs fall under their most favored nation agreements and whether the resulting prices represent genuine savings for Medicaid. The push follows an earlier round of similar inquiries directed at Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Novo Nordisk, and Eli Lilly in December. The senators have given companies a March 23rd deadline to respond, citing the urgency of budget decisions facing state Medicaid programs. A new commentary in Pharmaceutical Executive argues that the European Union's joint clinical assessment, now 1 year into implementation, harmonizes process but not outcomes. The JCA introduces a single coordinated clinical submission across member states, but pricing and reimbursement decisions remain national by design, meaning manufacturers must still navigate both a European narrative and country-level realities. The piece concludes that a strong JCA outcome can support a company's value story, but weaker assessments may limit flexibility on access and price across markets. Finally, Eli Lilly has issued an open letter warning of a previously unidentified chemical impurity found in compounded tirzepatide products mixed with vitamin B12. Testing of samples obtained from compounding pharmacies, med spas, and telehealth networks found significant impurity levels in all 10 products tested, with unknown short and long-term effects in humans. Lilly has notified the FDA of its findings and is calling for a nationwide recall of all compounded tirzepatide products containing B12 or other untested additives. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.